Yes, hello. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I wish to encourage you from God's Word here. I greet you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I heard a message on Sunday that inspired me, a simple message, a message that speaks to most people. It was a message on Jesus ministering to the individual needs of those that he met and was around. And it brought me much courage, and I'd like to pass it on to you today as well. Because we need to be encouraged. If we are walking in discouragement, we will not be fulfilling the Great Commission where Jesus said to go and be my witnesses. We cannot be God's witnesses if we are discouraged. We cannot be God's witnesses if we are not filled with his love and joy and peace. If we walk around with a heavy heart and you know, with hopelessness written over our countenance and with stooped shoulders that are weighed down with all kinds of cares and anxieties and troubles, we will have a hard time being God's witnesses, proclaiming his goodness. And so it's good for us to recognize that Jesus is here to carry our load. It is not meant for us to carry these heavy burdens. So Jesus ministered to the people that he met, and you know, he took care of the needs that the individuals had while he walked here on the earth. And the words that are probably my favorite verses in the Bible are is that great invitation that Jesus gives to us. It says in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, the part there that talks about rest for our souls just brings hope and joy to my soul, even as I sit here and meditate and reflect on those words. You know, some things in life are hard to understand. Sometimes we face situations where even when we try to pray through them, it feels like we're slugging through about knee-deep of mud. We just, you know, we know that prayer is the answer, and we know we have no other place to go, so we keep on pressing in prayer, even though we do not have that enlightenment, we do not have that refreshment. And things can look weary at that time. But if we reflect on these words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." True rest comes only through Jesus Christ, through casting our cares upon him, giving him our every load and the things that weigh us down, the things that cause us to be burdened down, the things that frustrate us, the things that, you know, throughout our day that cause us to be frustrated and be short with. I was just reflecting this morning on how it says in, I think it's Philippians chapter 2. I'd like to read there a little bit. Philippians chapter 2 talks about if there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy. So I think what that's talking about is that if we have it, the Holy Spirit was called the Comforter, and the Comforter is what is within every believer who is walking with Jesus. And so the Comforter is to empower us with the Holy Ghost to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, is what empowered Peter after Pentecost and the rest of the 120 that were assembled to go out and preach boldly the kingdom of God. But the Comforter is also, it is hard for us to do that if we are filled with condemnation and heavy things. So the Comforter, first of all, takes care of those things that burden us. And so that we feel that joy unspeakable within our souls, motivating us to go and, you know, be filled with boldness. So I was encouraged with that. The thing that I would like to point out here this morning is that what do we do with certain unanswered prayers that we have been coming to the Lord with for many months, and even years, and it just seems like God is doing wonderful things in our lives, but this one area, it just doesn't, nothing happens. And I am not here to give you the answer to those things. I am here to sympathize with you. I know what it's like. And I would just like to say that as Jesus walked the earth, he always cared. He always had, he never would overlook someone's deepest cry of their heart. So yes, maybe there's times when Jesus will not change a certain situation in our life, a certain circumstance that we so desperately want changed. Maybe he doesn't change it for us, but there is one thing that we can be assured of. He cares, and he knows. He sees our cries. He hears our cries and sees our anguish in the situation. He cares, and if he is not moving on the situation, it is either because he sees it best that we live with that, whatever it may be. Or it's because he's waiting for some reason or the other, which we don't always know. But I would just like to encourage us this morning that Jesus does care, and he hears our prayers when we cry out to him in desperation. He does hear, and he does care. So may we be filled with the consolation of Christ, the comfort of Christ that he gives, and may we have fellowship with him as we speak to him one-on-one. He is a true and faithful friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for Jesus Christ. May we be revived in our hearts. May we be refreshed. And may we return to that first love. That love when we first met Jesus Christ. Will we were delivered from all the bondages that were in our life, and may we communicate with him as a as the first love, the lover of our souls. May the Lord bless you today.